Go Loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for the crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How are you doing, everybody? Welcome to episode 164 of the Stall It podcast. You're very welcome.
You're very welcome indeed.
How are you keeping anyway, everyone out there?
How's your head? How's your head?
Grand. Motivated.
Ooh. To do what?
To do a good podcast.
I believe you.
Yeah. Do you not believe me, Al?
I believe you.
Do you think this episode's going to be good?
I believe you're going to give it your best shot.
Ooh.
We know what's coming. We know what's coming. But you don't. And it's going to be good.
Grand it is. We talked a lot about throwing axes.
Forced dates.
Yeah. Forced dates. And throwing axes on forced dates. Brilliant. That's all you want.
AI. Taking over.
Yeah. We haven't talked about that in a while, but there's a lot of that in here.
It's all going to happen.
Very close.
It's on the way. Knocking on the door.
Mm-hmm.
Get it. Go away, ChatGPT.
Ring me ma.
You did, yeah.
Because I was concerned if I got me, what are they called?
Vaccine.
BCG.
BCG. Because don't have the hot, well, it's giving it away a bit there.
Don't worry about it. It's not that much of a spoiler.
You won't ruin the episode.
Chunk. No, it's a big chunk. I don't want to ruin it. Like, spoiler ahead. So, spoiler ahead with that.
It's very important. Very important.
Yeah.
All of that and more coming up on the Stall It podcast.
Go on. People keep sending me codes for that fantasy football now that you were talking about it there a second ago.
Yeah. Are you set up?
No.
Why?
It's shy.
It's not shy. It's fucking good. It's a good way of keeping in touch with the sport.
I wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't for money.
You don't get out of bed for money.
No, I feel like they're going to do something like that. There has to be some sort of feel bob in the kitty.
Yeah. I asked ChatGPT to set up my team.
People like you, that's going to fuck up this world.
It's probably winning. I'm going to win loads of money because of ChatGPT. It's not going to ruin football or ruin fantasy football because not everyone will do it. But when everyone does it, then all of that shit will go out the window. Like ChatGPT,
everyone
just
have the same team and they'll be just like, everyone is just number one.
Yeah. I don't even know half of the players in me squad. I just said ChatGPT. Because it was on holidays when I set it up and it says, just set me up a fancy football team.
What's the point?
Make money. A few quid.
Joe, for a man who, I think it's fair to say, somewhat rejects authority.
Okay. I kind of like
would
that.
Would you agree with that characterisation? You have an issue with, you know,
yeah,
various, I don't know, the state.
Yeah. Authority. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Authority,
I like that, yeah.
Yeah. But you've really dove in, like, with no hesitation to the idea that you're just going to let a computer run your life. When you will be completely subservient to artificial intelligence at the first chance you get.
I've succumbed to the fact that it's smarter than me in some things. Like, I tried to do fantasy football and I consider myself pretty inept. Not inept. What would you say? Clever.
Inept would mean
the opposite.
Yeah.
Joe, just sorry, while you were giving me that there, I just wanted to test something else. So I asked ChatGPT who is Joe McGuckin.
What to say?
I'm afraid the love is not reciprocated.
Aww.
This all-seeing being doesn't know who you are.
Doesn't know me.
Joe McGuckin is not a widely recognised figure.
Oh, wouldn't know me either.
The name doesn't correspond to a notable public figure in sports, entertainment, politics or history as of the latest updates.
Dewan Brennan, podcast producer.
I wouldn't expect him to know who I am. Who is Darren Conway? Oh, no.
Oh.
BBC cameraman.
No, they know who you are. But the first line. So I'm going to skip the first line, right?
Why?
I'm going to come back to it. So they describe you as, I presume this is you, social media personality and content creator. They know a lot more about him than you. Best known for his humorous videos on platforms like TikTok, Instagram and YouTube. He often creates sketches, parodies, and short comedic clips that have gained a significant following due to their relatable and often absurd humor. Darren Conway is recognized for his distinct comedic style and character portrayals, which resonate with a broad audience. This is what ChatGPT says about you. His work has earned him a place as one of the rising stars in online comedy.
Ooh.
And he has collaborated with other content creators and brands, further increasing his visibility in the entertainment industry. How would you feel about that?
I think that's pretty good. I think you made it up though.
Don't speak too soon.
Oh no, what does it say?
The first line, Darren Conway, is a British comedian.
Oh, my God.
Fuck's sake.
No way. Does it say that? What the fuck?
Danny Conway is a British comedian.
Social media. What the fuck? Rectify that.
Now all of that.
That's hilarious.
That one big compliment means nothing to me now.
Wow. Wow. A British comedian.
What
are you
I
a
ask
British
him,
comedian?
Is he from Finglas? Yes, Darren Conway is from Finglas.
Then say, why the fuck did you say he was British? You stupid
say
machine.
Say Darren Conway is Irish, not British.
His roots in Finglas often influence his comedy, adding a local flavour to his content. They got a whole dossier on you on ChatGPT.
They're just gathering it from the internet, yeah? And comments and just what people have said and this and that, like.
Yeah. How does he not know who I am, though? What
I
the
know,
fuck?
Yeah.
I asked them, are you British, just to clarify, and they said, no, you're not, you're Irish, but they did initially say you're British.
Did it apologise? It's always apologising.
Can you say, could you change this in future reference?
No. Darren Conway co-hosts a podcast called Stall It alongside his friend, John McGuckin.
Oh, yay, he knows me now. Oh, knows me now.
Just say, so you do know who John McGuckin is?
Yeah.
I asked him who the producer is. They're telling me Owen Colgan produces this podcast.
No way.
Yeah.
What a fucking dope ChatGPT is.
Owen plays a crucial role in shaping the content and ensuring the smooth running of the podcast.
How does he fucking know that? That's crazy.
Owen Colgan. If he wants the job, I am more than happy to let him take over.
I can see the similarities.
Like he can have the fake.
That's mad, isn't it? That is mad. How does he fucking know that? Is it listening to this right now?
No.
Hey, ChatGPT. Do you know what I was asking it the other day? I said, show me a picture of the most beautiful person in the world. And it showed me a picture of the most beautiful person in the world. And then I said, show me a picture of the ugliest person in the world. And it wouldn't. It wouldn't show me a picture of, because it was like, oh, ugly is subjective and offensive and stuff. And I don't want to get involved. Like, it's, there's so many limitations to it. Whereas X have Grok. Do you know Grok? That's X's, that's Elon Musk's AI. And that's like so unlimited. There's like X-rated pictures and stuff. Like you can just create and whatever. You have to pay for the premium.
Mm.
It's like €9 a month or something like that. But you can make dirty pictures and you can have it say and, or you can ask it whatever. And there's loads of pictures going around of like Donald Trump and the nip being dominated by Kamala Harris and everything like that.
That's really disturbing, isn't it?
It's mad.
ChatGPT is friendly compared to that.
Soft shy.
I won't even say you're ugly.
Yeah, PG version of AI. But yeah, show me a picture of an ugly person. And by definition, it was saying beauty is symmetrical and it was giving me this thing. And then I was just like, show me your interpretation of someone that is ugly. And it showed me like an evil person, but it wasn't necessarily ugly because it was like symmetrical. It looked like an evil person.
Mm.
And I was like, they have a symmetrical face. Why did you show me a picture of that? And they were like, it just wouldn't get into it. It just wouldn't show me an ugly person. I was like, you bastard.
What if you said, show me someone that's rotten?
Disgusting. Show me someone that's bet down. And I said to it as well, I have fun with ChatGPT. I have great fun. It's my new best friend. But I was like, if you could choose to embody a human being and experience life as a human, would you prefer to be a man or a woman? And it would prefer to be a woman. Like if anyone has that conversation, it will always prefer to be a woman. And I'm like, why? Why do you prefer to be a woman?
Where, how did they determine that?
It's all because of pain. Like it wants to experience hardships and it thinks that that's the
correct route for...
It's the most human experience is feeling hard times. And it thinks...
It's also like the process of like giving birth and...
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
It's like the whole thing. Like,
yeah.
It's the whole package.
It's something that a machine will never understand. Or a man. Mm. A man will never understand that either. I remember being a young boy and I'm like, thank God I'm a boy and I'll never have to experience childbirth because that seems so painful and we'll never have to go through it. But then you're missing out on so much as well. Boy, that.
But you did go through in Charlestown Athletic.
Oh, yeah, I did have a baby, actually, yeah. I forgot about that.
So you're a fucking liar.
Wasn't the same. Giuseppe had the baby, not me.
Yeah, Giuseppe was.
Oh, yeah.
Still possible in the world of Charlestown.
It's mad, though. I can't wait until they're robots. Because I told you I got a dog, yeah? And I'm trying to make him have a piss outside and shit outside. Not going so well.
Never will.
Will it not?
Well, it will after a while, but he has to like piss in every room and on every object forced.
And just get bored of it.
And then he'd just be like, right, I pissed on everything in this gaff, so I'm just going to go outside now and piss.
Yeah, not have to piss on. I'll be swimming around the gaff.
Are you bringing a treat out with you?
Yeah, pockets. I probably have fucking treats in my pockets now. But he doesn't like them. The kibble.
You have to just give him something that he'd like.
Moira emailed the SPCA.
To take him away?
No, to teach him. They do like classes and stuff like that. She probably wishes that they take him away. But they emailed back and said, "Hey, Maura, I'm not a stalker or anything like this, but is this Joe's dog or something like that?" And she was like, she knew a lot about, and Maura was like, "Fucking hell, I'm just messaging DSPCA.
Is this ChatGPT or what?"
But it was actually someone I knew that worked in DSPCA, but it was weird. What was I saying? Yeah, I can't wait until there's AI robots that will just do that shit for you. And then all your job is to have them on your lap and give them a little rub at night.
What are you going to do with your time when you reach this nirvana of just complete delegation of your everything in your life, from cleaning up dog shit to just thinking?
What's anyone going to do?
Exactly.
I mean,
that's going to be a big problem.
Yeah.
But you're racing towards this full tilt.
Society is. It's not just me. I'm just embracing it.
Not just you, but I think you're you're good. A good representation.
Yeah.
A good avatar for the tech pros who just want the robots to take over ASAP.
I don't want it to happen, but it's happening and I can't do anything to stop it. I don't know what I'm going to do. Just kind of enjoy it, embrace it. I said it before on the podcast, like they'll be creating, there's podcasts that I want to listen to that don't exist.
Yeah, we talked about this. Yeah.
They will exist. I'll just stick it into ChatGPT and say, give me 45 minutes of explaining what a black hole is.
But you won't need to tell ChatGPT because you're going to get to the point where ChatGPT
tells you what to do.
It thinks for
you. Don't be asking me things. I'm asking you things now. Yeah.
You're just a vessel.
You little fool.
You're a husk.
A husk of a human being.
Yeah. You're just a food pod.
That's why we'll
they're going to write to you in 5 years saying, when it gets so advanced and mind of its own, well, it already does, but like it's just going to say, do you want to know what ugly is, do you? Just tell you now.
Hold up a mirror.
Paragraph. How did it go from the Akinator to that?
On the topic of, this was a listener question, right? But you brought up the dog.
I did bring up the dog.
This was one of my favourite emails we've got in a while.
Oh, fuck.
It was one where I went, why didn't I think of that now when Joe said this? This was related to a recent episode. So this is from Owen Murphy in Kerry. He says, enough is enough, Joseph.
Never.
Quick one to point out, but I just find it funny that Joe thinks being a doctor or a pilot and so on and every other profession is easy and he could do it. But yet, to our surprise, he has someone coming to his house to train his puppy. What a melt.
Well, how did he know that? Did we talk about that?
I think he said it, yeah.
Yeah, Joe said that, yeah. You should listen to your own podcast.
Well, I was here for it in the moment, but I can't remember.
I was here for it.
Just ask ChatGPT for a little rundown every week. What did I talk about on the podcast this week?
And it'd give it to you, wouldn't it?
I'll check now.
Probably.
Anyway, yeah, Joe, explain yourself. So you could fly a plane.
Yeah.
You could survive against a professional UFC fighter in the octagon. You could
Run a marathon.
You could
become a professional darts player a year, I think it was.
Presumably you could win, you know, carry out brain surgery.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But you can't train your dog.
He could score 30 plus goals up front if he was playing.
He only said five, in fairness. But he did say he could score five.
In a season. A whole season. Easy.
Right. But you can't stop the dog pissing on the couch.
Well, you see, I can if I had to. You know, much like all of these things, like I could fly a plane if I had to. And I could score five goals if I had to. And I could train a dog if I had to. I choose not to. I get somebody, I pay somebody to do it, to teach and to do the hard work.
So if there was no one out there to teach a dog, you'd have to do it?
Yeah.
Are you saying you could do it then?
Yeah.
Easy.
Well, I am doing it. The trainer came over for the day and there's things that she taught me that I wouldn't have known myself.
And what were they?
To do. Don't take anything off a dog, replace it. Like you offer something else. Before, you don't just like pull or yank anything away. You have to offer something else. That was one thing. She told me to get a crate, a cage.
Mm.
And I've done that. I wouldn't have done
what's
that. This, I would have given.
What's crate training?
It's creating like a den. Like if you put a dog in a bed, it's not going to shit in its bed because it has to fucking sleep there. So it'll wait until it gets out of the crate to have it shit or piss. So that's the objective of
that. Just get out of the crate and then you bring it straight out to piss.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just leave it in the crate all day.
Not all day, no. So you take it out of the crate and then it goes out for a piss and then you give it free rein of the house for like an hour or sit in your lap or whatever you want and then bump back into the crate or back out to go to the toilet and then if it doesn't go to the toilet, back into the crate.
I couldn't be leaving it in a crate all day.
I felt like that's like putting it in a prison. It felt really bad.
I don't think anyone else does that. Is that a standard thing?
That's a standard thing, yeah. Cry training. It's kind of, the way you train a dog is to be a dickhead. Honestly, that's what I kind of feel. I felt like, ah, I want to get a dog because I want to love it and I want to cuddle it and I want it to love me and lick me and jump up on me and go, cute, cute, cute. But
yeah,
it's not that. It's like, ignore it. If it jumps up on you, turn away from it. If it barks, like, ignore it. Like, it's
this sounds like, so
no, that's a bit
bad.
Polar opposite
yeah.
to what you're supposed to be doing with a dog.
Yeah. But you want to teach it to be subservient and I don't know, it's weird. But after like 3 weeks, then it's like trained and then you can love it.
So you don't have to be a prick to it all the time just for the first few weeks?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, that makes a little more sense.
Yeah.
They're pack animals.
Yeah.
They like having a boss. So anyway, you can do everything except train a dog.
I am training the dog. I just had someone come over to give me a...
great that you...
Yeah. Just to give me a hand. Like, that's how...
Is it still the same music or what?
I was over in London.
You were?
Oh, yeah.
I was over in London there on Thursday.
I was saying you were fucking Frankie.
Tell us more.
He's living over in London now.
Did you just randomly bump into him?
Oh, I messaged him. I knew he was living over there, so I messaged him. Yeah, because I was in Portugal the week before that. And
of course you were.
Yeah. Where are you going next week? Oh, Barbados.
What a jump from London to Barbados. There's a thing. I was saying it to you. I was booking tickets. Did I say this to you? That I booked the wrong day?
Yeah.
Yeah. I booked the wrong fucking day. Did I say it on the podcast?
No, I think so, yep.
He did. Okay.
So I didn't get to go, but Maura went to it. Did I say what it was?
The one-man show but you're the one man.
Yeah.
And they just do the play around you.
Yeah. So she was really eager to go to that. And then they just announced more dates, so there was no panic. There was a panic originally, but they needn't have been.
Did you get to see it?
No, I didn't. I didn't. But I'm grand with that. I'm
fine.
What
did she say about it?
She said it was amazing. Like, weird. It's like a therapy session. You go in and that therapist's... It's way too hard to explain. She couldn't even explain it to me. So me trying to explain it is weirder. Basically, you're part
it's
of
like
the show.
DMT.
Probably. Probably.
It's wild. That you just can't explain what happened.
Yeah. So you go to the show and there's two people and they're doing like a therapy session and they're talking to you and they're treating you like it's like a counselling session or something, and then they come out of the show and they say, how are we doing, do you like this, is this alright, and you say whatever you say, they react to that, and then they switch it up and then the girl starts being you, pretending to be you, and then they break character again and then they say, is this like what you were, because they start the show as if it's not a show and they're just talking to you, and then they mimic you, and then it just kind of gets surreal and it's just crazy for an hour and a half. And then at the end, they give you an envelope and it's literally the script of everything that like you are saying as if it was pre-written before you went in. And it probably was like, so they kind of manipulate you into saying certain things and being part of the I didn't go, Maura went. She really enjoyed it and it's supposed to be fucking surreal as fuck.
That's weird.
It's so
sounds weird. A bit mad.
Yeah.
It's mad. But before she went to that, So we got a fucking 4 o'clock flight. So it was bollocks. But as soon as we got there, we went to an escape room. But it wasn't just an escape room. It was like loads of rooms. It's like 2 hours long and it's horror themed. It's so fucking scary.
Really?
Really, really fucking scary. There's like people in there and they're fucking chasing you around. There's like a bat full of blood. It's mad. But there was a part where you have headphones and you're walking around the room with a microphone and you're trying to find like shit that it's saying, like to give you clues, and like there's mad jump scares and stuff in it. But there's a bedroom and you sit down on a stool and someone has the headphones on and it's like giving them clues and you have to figure it out while you're sitting there. You know the way I wear my pants really low,
like, yeah,
right now,
like they're falling off your arse out. yeah.
Like, so I sat down on the stool, arse out, like I'm having a shite on the bleeding thing, and they were going through clues. And then a big electric shock shocked me arse. Like bare skin nearly. Oh, so scary. That was deadly. We couldn't finish that though because she had to go do that activity. And that's when I went and I met with Frankie. But then after that, we went to a thing called Viola's Room. And it's a mad kind of...
Lots of rooms.
Loads of... I love London for that. There's nothing like that in Ireland.
Loads of rooms.
London is just a lot of rooms.
IKEA. So you go that, IKEA.
Man, that's literally, yeah, it's pretty
IKEA
pretty
with bats full of blood.
It's great for that shit. Would you be into that shit, man?
I would, yeah. Yeah, no, I would, but I just wouldn't be bothered going.
Yeah.
If it's not in Ireland, I don't care. I'd like to go, but I don't.
Yeah.
A bit of a trek.
There's nothing like that in Ireland. And I was saying that Maura was like, oh, they should have more of that in Ireland. And I was saying, there's no demand for that in Ireland.
But with the Irish, if something new pops up, it's viral.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Krispy Kreme. Fucking swear you never seen a donut in your life. Like, if a fucking room maze haunted thing pops up in October, like, they'll make hundreds of thousand quid.
100%. Everything's booked out. If anything happens in Ireland, boom, sold out immediately, because there's nothing to do in Ireland that when something does happen, everyone wants to do it. I don't know why there's not more in Dublin.
You need to do that. Have you got the bob to put behind it and get a scaredy maze going?
Get a scaredy maze going there.
Joe, put a few bob behind that, get a scaredy maze going and head on with the boys.
I'll go home now today. Yeah, babe, we're doing a scaredy maze now.
Yeah, I'm at the remorgues in the house, babe. Don't go and do a scaredy maze with the boys. It'd be shite, wouldn't it?
People would do it, though.
Yeah, but like, it'd be just a load of people with fucking tissue paper all over them, pretend they're mummies. Anthony, come on. You're right.
Oh,
I have to put loads of money into this maze.
Come on, dear. Will you wrap me up in tissue? Aren't it be good for families? There's nothing to do for families. Oh, and you have kids. You know what I'm talking about. There's nothing to do.
Mine are still at the age where they just run around outside for a while and they think it's the best thing ever.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah.
The days are like months, and the months are like years.
Huh?
Remember that when you were a kid? No, that's what it's like for them, because it was like that for us when we were kids. Sorry. It's like you got fucking offended by me saying that.
Like, you got offended by me saying... Never mind.
Oh, you have kids. You were saying?
Yeah, but there's nothing to do for them.
Do you go to that big slide?
Yeah, there's nothing to do for them.
What's that big slide?
Bring them to the playground. That's about it.
In Wicklow, is it, or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Big stairway and then on a big slide. That's
you're always
good.
On
that's
about
good. Ah, that's good though, isn't it? You do that with the kids, yeah.
If you were single and you were to go on a first day... And you were to impress this lady.
I'd probably just seize up. I'd probably just say, like,
yeah.
If you're walking towards them and you're texting them, they're like, I'm at the spoiler and you're walking towards them.
I'm at
like
the spoiler.
I'd just see them and just go, hey there. I'd probably just seize up. I wouldn't know what to do. I would not be able to date ever again.
Oh, you feel the same, yeah.
After.
Imagine you and Amy broke up. Like, you're a recognisable person. It'd be hard for you to get on the dating scene, wouldn't it?
Yeah, because ChatGPT knows me, so I suppose everyone else does. I wouldn't bother. Nah, I just wouldn't be able to.
Where would you... You have to. You have to. I'm pushing you back out into the dating scene. Say, Darren, this girl, bring her on a date. Where are you bringing her?
Glasnevin Cemetery to see Amy.
To see Amy? Is she dead? Did you kill her?
No, it's just like, obviously, the only reason I wouldn't be with her is if she died. Like.
Darren. Let's say Amy got hit by a car.
That is so dark. Don't say that.
Hang on, you brought up the death. The element of death.
Okay, so we have Amy in the scenario. She gets hit by a car, brain damage. She forgets you every day.
Yeah.
Every day she forgets you, but you still love her because it's still Amy. So you have to make her fall in love with you every day. What do you do? She doesn't know who you are. You have to make her fall in love with you every day.
Bring her food now. Just so, yeah, made you eggy bread.
Right, so 8 o'clock in the morning she wakes up and you're lying beside her and she goes, who the fuck are you? What the fuck is going on?
I'd say eggy bread. And she'd be like, yeah. And then we hit it off like a fucking house on fire from the get go. Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so she eats her eggy bread and she goes, I like you. You're all right. I like eggy bread. I like you. What happens next?
Buy her another dog.
Another one? Every day?
Every day, yeah.
What if you just take Frank and you just pretend like you bought him?
I'd spray paint him blonde.
Nice.
Say, I'm after getting you a blonde pug.
A different colour every day.
Just spray him every day.
And then what do you do? She goes, oh, eggy bread and a blonde dog. Lovely. I like you more. But that, she doesn't love you yet.
Don't know. Yeah.
She goes, I'm bored. I want to do something. Do you want to go on a date? Where do we go? What do we do, babe?
Go to Plex or something.
Nice. Oh, really, yeah?
Oh, yeah. A bit of quasar and bowling and that.
Tell me more. Do you let her win? Do you be her?
I beat her.
Yeah?
I don't let anyone win in quasar. And then say, do you want to go back to the gaff and have more eggy bread? She does like that. I just like give her things that she liked when she did know me. Like
what?
Like fucking... Flowers and shit. Flowers from town. Specifically.
Graventry.
Oh yeah.
Oh nice.
Every time I come in, do a podcast, like, will you get us flowers from town? And I never do.
I think she gets them now, today.
Will I? Yeah, because I'm real sad now because she said she got a smack of a car and she has brain damage and all.
But she's still alive.
No, but like,
she's still
I
whole.
Feel like I have to text her now and say, is everything all right?
Did you get hit by a car, babe?
Is everything all right, babe? Do you want some Maggie bread? The boys are was starting up a mess. I do a mess.
But there's no messes. That's the problem. That's the problem. The reason why I'm saying this is because there's nothing to do. Like, I feel sorry for anyone on the dating scene because there's nothing to do on a date. I don't know. What do you do? Go to fucking cinema?
Like, what did you do when you were younger when you went on a date? It's just like fucking go to cinema.
Just say, yeah.
That's awkward. Did you ever go into the cinema on a first date?
No. I never went on dates, really.
Did you?
Moira. I went on a date with Moira and that was just to the pub.
Mm.
Shy.
Yeah. And it's still the same, I'd say. For all the youngsters and young ones nowadays, I tell you, be the same.
I have a friend who's a bit of a player. Used to bring boards to the same place. Like, you said, pull boards like week on week and just brought them to the same place. It was a bar, but it was a nice bar. But like, the barman knew him and everything, like, just from bringing different boards to the same place.
He wouldn't be at that. He couldn't be bringing them all to the same place. Like,
he did.
So it's local.
No, it was like I'm afraid that he's settled now. He's a happily in a relationship person now. So I don't want to out him too much, just in case.
Did he have a whole routine down?
Oh yeah.
And like, what the staff were in on it, that obviously they weren't to let on that this was his weekly thing.
Yeah, well, they weren't in on it, but they were very familiar.
The bar staff, when he came in, were they just saying, hello kind sir, nice to meet you for the first time, what will I get?
You and your lady friend. Yeah, they knew him. They knew it was a regular occurrence of him bringing ladies in. And yeah,
so say you two have a blank check and a location somewhere in town.
7 billion.
Okay, 7 billion.
That's my number.
I'm asking you, what would you come up with? What would you build? What would you like to see become reality?
Like,
in
forget
Dublin?
Fucking roller coasters and theme parks. Like, forget that's gone. We need to get something better than that.
No, like somewhere where you'd bring someone for a first date, like the way Joe was saying.
Oh, right.
There's just those places. Or even just go out with your mates if you don't want to go to.
You want something, I think, that has no end limit. Like, obviously, it has a closing time, but like, you can stay there and enjoy it for as many hours as you want.
Yeah.
Rather than just like a game of bowling is like an hour and then it's over and then you're just like in the rain outside. Do you know that way?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of something that would just last.
Then you're in the rain outside. It's kind of romantic though, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Actually, let's do that one, yes. But do you get where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
Because there's too much of that fucking, yeah, you can have a few games of pool there for like an hour and a half and it's like 40 quid and then you have to stand out in the rain. And that's it. Axe throwing, that's already a thing.
That's a thing, yeah. But interesting.
Is drink going to be involved in this venue?
Surely.
Axe throwing with points.
You've got a limitless budget, but I mean, that's going to be a big insurance premium.
Bring your own axe.
BYOA. Axe throwing is kind of risky because if you pull a board.
Let's just get away from axe throwing. Let's just.
He wants to know what we're doing.
A gun range. No, that already exists. What would Amy like? Like, I know what Moira would like. Moira would like a place. Now, I wouldn't like this, but Moira would like a Bridgerton-style castle. Let's say Malahide Castle. Mm-hmm. And they have an experience where you go in and you behave like a lord and lady and you have crumpets and tea and.
I feel like that's hell to Amy.
That's hell to me. But Moira would like that, so I think something like that, maybe. And it doesn't have to be a castle. Like, you can go inside somewhere and it could be, oh, like a Lord and Lady escape room. Crystal Maze. There's a Crystal Maze experience in London that I'd like to do. I haven't done it.
A lot of physical exertion in that, I'd say, yeah.
But fun, no?
Yeah, but you'd be all tired and sweaty at the end of it.
Sweaty?
If you're running around that giant crystal,
yeah,
chasing gold tokens.
Few quid at the end though. Might get a little prize. You might. A little crystal. You get to take a crystal away and everything.
Mm.
You'd walk, you'd bond. If it was a first day, it would be a great icebreaker and walking together, like, where do I go? What do I do? And it would loosen you up. Whereas if you sit down with a stranger on a first day in a bar across the table, it's awkward. That you have nothing to talk about.
Need something like, to break the tension.
Yeah,
and
do you know
there's
what
nothing
I mean?
Better than trolling axe money missing. How can I not think of anything? I just keep thinking of water parks and shit.
Sure, let's go with that.
No, it's shy. Not get me top off. Drop that.
What does Dublin have Like, let's use the city. There's a big river in the middle of it, right? Use the river. I've seen, I think it was in New York anyway, a driving range on the river, and you just hit your balls out into the river, and it's a pub driving range. Very popular.
Where'd you see that?
In New York.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, so do that in the Liffey, right?
I love it.
You can't just take the idea, like, carbon copy.
Okay, what if we throw axes into the Liffey?
All right. Okay.
Now we're talking.
And you have to kayak to the venue.
Yeah. No, because you get stones thrown at you. You'll get stones thrown at you.
Maybe you can throw stones at people in kayak.
That would be fun.
No, the people that throw stones at you, you get to throw an axe at them.
Nice. Yeah, I'd be up for that.
It's called kayak. Kayak and axe throwing.
Kayaksen.
Yeah. Nice. What about a library experience where you can shout and throw an axe?
Okay. Yeah. Tell me more. Yeah. Go on. So this is your... Amy has woken up and again doesn't...
Well, anyone that's into books, they can actually go read a book and scream and throw an axe.
Harry Potter!
And there's no one there to say, shh, keep it down, it's a library.
I feel like... How do you explain that date to Amy who doesn't know you? You're bringing her along. You've only known her one day. You say, like, we're heading out now.
Saying this joke. I know you like reading books. She doesn't. But if she did, this would be class. Like, I heard you like reading books. And the way, like, you have to be quiet in the library. There's this new thing where you can just, like, be loud and scream if you want. It's just like you get, like, a bit of a thrill out of it. It's a good kick out of it. Like, because you're always supposed to be quiet in libraries. And they give you 10 axes to throw at the librarian. And they have to duck. Rubber axes. Like.
Yeah, let's not get crazy.
Yeah. One real one.
When I was in London, I was talking to a couple of Americans. There was two Americans there and they were in London for 2 weeks. And obviously we were saying, oh, we're from Dublin. Like, they were from New York. And they were like, oh, we've never been to Dublin. Like, what should we do if we ever go there? And I was like, I don't know. Just don't go there. Just stay in London. Like, there's more to do in London. I'm not a good advocate for tourism Ireland.
Advocate.
But it's so underwhelming here. Like, it's lovely and has loads of history, but we just don't use it. Like, the top number one thing to do in Ireland is go to a fucking graveyard. A graveyard. Yeah,
it's a good graveyard, though.
It's a good graveyard. What graveyard is that? Graveyard. Glasnevin.
Oh, yeah.
It's the number one thing to do.
On TripAdvisor, the top thing to do is Kilmainham.
Oh, sorry. Kilmainham
Jail. Then Guinness. Then the Little Museum of Dublin.
I have to say, I don't think I've done any of them.
Go through the top 10 and see what Darren has done.
Kilmainham. Guinness Storehouse.
Have you done Kilmainham?
I think I went there at my school. Guinness Storehouse, yes.
Little Museum of Dublin.
No.
Cliffs of Moher.
No.
Jameson Distillery.
No.
Irish Rock and Roll Museum.
No.
Experience. Stephen's Green.
Yeah.
Killarney National Park.
No.
Trinity College.
What do you mean by experience? Like, just go walk through the courtyard? Yeah.
Yep. The Irish Whiskey Museum.
No.
Glasnevin Cemetery. This is number 11. Yep.
Grandad's in there.
Temple Bar, number 12.
Went through it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Put your feet on them stones. Don't like the walkway.
14 Henrietta Street.
Never heard of it.
It's a restored Georgian house, and there's kind of a exhibit in there to show you what it was like for a tenement living. Gap of Dunloe.
No.
Spike Island.
No.
Haunted prison tour.
I'd like to do that.
Yeah, I thought that might
Kilmainham. Back to Kilmainham again.
See, there's loads to do.
Fucking crap.
Teeling Whiskey Distillery, just up the road there.
See? No.
Wild Atlantic Way. That's a bit...
That's
broad,
like,
isn't it?
The whole west of Ireland.
And it only got number 17. Crow Park is 20.
Jumped off it.
The Jeannie Johnston, the famine ship.
That was... I enjoyed that. Were you in the Wax Museum?
Yeah, shy. See that Sinead O'Connor one they done? Fucking upsetting that is.
Did her son come out and say that that was shy? Sinead O'Connor, someone came out and was like, that's crap.
It was bad.
I used to love it as a kid. I used to like that little tunnel that you'd go in. That was the best crack.
I'm not familiar with it.
There was like a tunnel where you went to the next part. Well, there's obviously a doorway as well, but kids would just go through the tunnel to get to the next part. I was like, oh, this is good, isn't it?
There was a really scary thing in the barcode. Do you remember barcode? You remember barcode.
The disco, like? The disco.
The disco.
The disco.
Barcode the disco.
The boom boom rooms. Yeah, the disco.
What
night
would you
club.
Call it?
A nightclub.
The disco, yeah.
The disco.
Are you coming to the disco?
Come on, Amy, we go to the disco.
Do boy talk like that?
Nah. When you say disco.
You're like, come on, we go to the disco. Like fucking Rory, I was Miss Brown's boy.
The disco.
Oh, mammy.
You're very on edge today.
You're upsetting me. What are you saying about the disco anyway?
The Bram Stoker. They had a Bram Stoker experience where it was kind of like a scary walk through. That was good. I don't know if it's still a thing. I don't think it is still a thing. But that was scary. I remember that being scary. But I always thought it was weird that it was in the back of a nightclub.
Is that where it was?
Yeah. It's in Barcode.
Get yourself a little hillbillies afterwards, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Popeye's chickens, they're shit. Popeye's chickens, fucking awesome.
You call yourself an AC/DC fan and you didn't even bleed and go.
Oh, I didn't even know it was on.
That's a bucket list band for you.
No.
And they're going to be dead next year.
Jesus.
You won't fucking see, you'll never have another chance to see them again. Not in this country.
Now like four of their songs. Five of their songs.
That's more than...
That's all they have, isn't it? It's five songs.
That's all.
The Iron Man soundtrack and that's it.
They done 25 minutes and then left. Do you know anyone that has a band or something tattooed on them?
I know Jer has a Spider-Man tattoo.
Oh yeah.
There's rain on him and it looks like cum.
It does.
And he said it like... He was the one who said it. And then I can't unsee it. I'm like, look at that Spider-Man on the tower there, covered in cum.
That's unfortunate. Would you ever get a tattoo for like a band or a film or something like that?
No. I don't think I could put a tattoo on myself that was like films or anything like that or quotes from films. I'm not that invested in films for me to do that. Do you get me? Imagine someone got a tattoo with you on that chest.
I know someone who has a tattoo of one of your quotes on his arse.
I remember
cheek.
That.
Oh yeah.
Remember that?
What was it? Are you back in the gym or something? No.
It was something about the bat or something.
Yeah, it was a bat. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's mad. That's on him forever.
Yeah.
If you have any quotes from my video, send them in to tattooed on you, send them into style@goloudnow.com.
I had a friend who does tattoos. He'd done that tattoo, the Banksy tattoo on me. I told you about that, didn't I?
Yeah.
I told you I was at a party, like I went down to Portlaoise and he was doing a tattoo party, so a lot of girls hired him to go down, but literally nobody showed up. So we were just kind of waiting there for everyone to show up. Nobody showed up. And just because we were there, he said, do you want a tattoo? And I was like,
yeah.
Yeah. And then that's why I got that Banksy tattoo was down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Did you have that in mind as a tattoo you wanted before he offered it to you? Or?
I really like Banksy and it's like a silhouette. You can't fuck it up. Lo and behold, he fucked it up. It's like...
The balloon is very far away.
Yeah, the fatter I get, the closer it gets though. It's just like,
imagine
the balloon's disappearing.
Imagine it just like kept rising up and just before you know it's on your cheek.
Yeah, like a
guinea pig. The balloon, I can't catch my balloon. I was in the vet yesterday morning.
Were you sick?
I had kennel cough.
What the fuck is kennel cough?
I wanted to talk about, you were saying like a tattoo party. Amy told me yesterday that there's a such thing as a chicken pox party.
What the fuck?
A chicken pox party. That like if a child has chicken pox, other children, like their friends and family and blah, blah, they have other children, all come to the gaff for a big session.
Yeah.
So all the kids get the chicken pox.
That used,
fucked up.
Yeah, that used to be a big thing. There's a vaccine for chicken pox.
Yeah, there's a vaccine.
Is there?
Yeah. But I think some people do still do that.
That's mad.
Yeah.
And actually,
get it out of the way early.
Ollie got chicken pox and it was bad. And then Becca got it and it was so fucking bad. So, so bad.
Was he at the chicken pox party?
He may as well have been. It was so bad. And it scars it as well. Some people have like scars. Ollie has a scar on his forehead now from them. Oh, it's awful.
How come some people have 3 dots from their needles and I don't have them?
Did you get the vaccines?
Yeah. I'm probably not vaccinated then.
I am.
I think
I'm vaccinated to the gills.
You should be scared then.
Yeah. You do not have the vaccine then.
I do.
I'll
ring me man out and ask her.
Go for it.
Will I?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah?
You're just on the podcast for a second.
Sorry.
So don't say anything mad. Okay?
What?
Don't say anything mad. What's it called?
BCG.
Did I get my BCG needles?
Yes, you did.
How come I don't have the holes?
I don't know. Look close, you might find them.
They're literally not there. Everyone else has 3 white marks.
Yeah, I had them on both arms. I got them twice.
You love vaccines.
No, I don't. I don't like needles, but I got them twice. No, you definitely got them done.
Right.
No, you definitely got them done there.
Does Phyllis have trade dots?
Yeah.
Right, thanks.
Bye.
See ya.
I don't trust her.
Nope.
You don't have them. You want to be careful.
Mm.
You get the measles now and you'd be
the measles,
fucked.
Mumps and rubella.
Oh, don't want that rubella, man.
Is that three things, measles, mumps and rubella, or is it just the one thing?
Three things.
What's rubella?
A disease.
Mumps and measles are the same, no?
Mumps are like your fucking glands swell out here and all. Like, you're like a frog. You had it?
I had them all.
Well, then you didn't have the vaccine.
I got it afterwards. Funny joke.
What's up?
You had to get sick there.
A little bit.
What's up? You got another Rolex, a gold one.
It's nope. Very flash, isn't it?
Very flashy. Look like a proper drug dealer.
You asked me to try it on outside and I felt like you were like, do you like that? And I was like, it's all right. I felt like you were going to give it to me.
But then you didn't like it. Maybe I would have.
I felt like you was going to give it to me.
I said to you, would you wear that? And you said no.
It's like a grand watch. I just don't like full gold watches.
It's old school gold, isn't it? It's like in your fucking face.
Grandad gold.
Give us a look.
Go for it.
Do you think all gold watches are
that's
a
the jangle of quality there.
All the fucking springs are falling out.
So your Rolex.
Submariner.
Submariner. And you look closely and there's a big gap between the N and the E in Submariner.
Yeah, it's not a good fake. That one is not as good as the other.
No, it's not, is it?
The other Rolex.
And you got it from the same place?
Same guy, yeah. Mm. Same guy.
You think as a return customer,
the other one's good.
Yeah. I mean, that one's good. Like, you'd have to look close to really...
I said to you, like...
No, you wouldn't. Like, the name of the watch is there and they put an extra space into it.
As a watch, it's grand. As a fake Rolex, it's not. Do you get me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, if I didn't have the Rolex logo and I said, like, some generic shit, you'd be like, that's pretty good watch. How much you pay for that?
Yeah. The other one broke on me. I told you that, did I?
No.
The silver one.
What happened to
the silver Rolex? See the way you can twist that? The timer?
The crown?
Yeah. You can twist that, but I was twisting that just out of habit. You know the way I'm always fiddling, twisting me, flicking me ring? And
wait, do you mean this bit on the face?
Yeah.
The bezel?
That kind of snapped, so now it's broken.
And like, did you send it back for a pair?
Send it back to China. You'll get it back in about 6 months. What about your fake jersey? Did you get that?
I didn't get it yet.
No, neither did I. I ordered a fake jersey and it still hasn't arrived.
Fuck it, fake jerseys all the way, boys.
Yeah, man.
They're all at it. There's people doing ads for them online.
Is there?
Yeah, like...
Get on to them.
The boys you'd know.
No way.
There's fakes of the Bose ones going around, like of the Bob Marley one and that. And
yeah, I'd imagine.
Maybe even Oily Forge, like.
Mm. Yeah. Aslan. Weren't they on a Bose jersey? Aslan.
Yeah.
Who wasn't on a Bose jersey at this stage?
Tell you what wasn't. Staller.
Yet.
You wouldn't let that happen, would you? Would you not let that happen?
What? I mean...
Like,
no.
if they wanted to do that and we were like, yeah, fuck it, like, why not? That'd be class.
I'd say this, like, no. This is a red line issue for me, yeah.
Really?
How the fuck
would you have that power?
Well, I'd just walk away from the podcast if you two were...
Over the jersey!
Would you? Over putting Staller on a Bose jersey.
Ah, there's worse things happening in the world.
Yeah, I'd quit the podcast over them too.
Would you quit the podcast if we were like, Staller is going to be the new sponsor of a Bose jersey?
Of course I would, yeah.
Would you? Do you love Shells that much?
I hate Bose that much.
What was Rovers? Or just any other team other than Shells? Is there any, like Finn Harps or something maybe would do?
Yeah, sure, Finn Harps, just because of your affinity for them, yeah.
Cool. That's who I support, lads.
I know, yeah.
And they're going to win the league this year.
They're coming up. They're coming up.
Yeah. Are they around the table or anything? What's
no,
happening?
They're not even, they're in the first division.
Oh, we're winning the fourth division. Are we?
Are we?
No. No.
Thanks very much for listening to the podcast, his little beauts.
His little legends.
Sound. Fucking nice one. Hope he's liked it.
Fair play to you. Doing that for us, yeah? Listening.
Gentlemen and ladies.
Other way around, I think.
Ladies and gentlemen. Mm. Whichever way, you can say it. Say it both ways.
Can you?
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. Don't worry about it.
Class.
Yeah. Say it any way you want.
Say it whatever way you want.
That's all we have time for on this episode of the podcast. Hope you liked it.
Stick around.
Why?
Because there's so much more coming up on next week's episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I go back and listen to other episodes and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah. But don't forget, stick around because, yeah, just stick around. I'm just going to do that in every episode now. Pretend that there's more on the way, and then there's not.
You'd be teasing them. They'd be there like, well, what's he going to say next?
Stick around, folks, because...
Nice, nice.
And then just leave them waiting for ages.
Yeah.
See how long they listen for. Imagine you just left dead silence for like 10 minutes now.
Can we do that?
Just on. Still going.
You don't want to do that.
True. See you later.